Hi, everyone. We're releasing this episode while social distancing during the coronavirus outbreak, and I'm here with my daughter, Sadie. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
We hope you're all staying safe and well. This story was written before the outbreak, so keep this in mind as you listen and pretend we're still in a world where being in a crowd is just another part of everyday life.
I hope you like the story.
Over here.
Hey, look over here. Can you tell us about the new album?
Over here.
This way.
Give us a wave.
This way.
Hey, over here, right this way. Look over here. Here we go.
Smile big.
Don't be broken. Don't be broken.
Oh, hey, careful there. You okay, man?
Sorry. Yeah. It's my sister's camera, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should try putting the strap around your finger.
Duh. Yeah, sorry.
Exciting new design feature.
Yeah.
This way you wouldn't have to dive for the camera and, you know, miss the woman of the hour she goes by.
Oh, shit. Did I really?
Kinda. Sorry, man. That was her right there.
Man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're here because of the app, right? It's cool, man. I am, too. I'm Matt, by the way.
Can we say that we're from the app?
Don't worry about it. I bet it's the same story for everybody here on this line. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like her.
Right. Yeah.
Terrific third album, but there is no way all these people would turn out if they weren't crowdsourced.
Right.
Yeah. Enter Cluster.
You're worth more than just your skills or education. You make people smile when you walk into a room. You have enthusiasm. You have passion. You have presence. Wouldn't it be nice to be paid for all that? Well, now you can. With Cluster. Create a profile to learn about exciting clusters in your area. Movie premieres, sporting events, conventions, parades, and more. We give you the time and place, and you earn money just by being there. You have value wherever you are with Cluster. Join the Cluster today.
Oh, there's the notification. That means it's official. Gig's in the books. You're first?
Sorry. I almost lied to you.
Yeah,
it's my first. Yeah. I'm John, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you, John.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you around.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that, my idiot. Search all registered users. Matt. Oh, there's a lot of them.
Have you heard about the latest gig in the gig economy? You don't need a car, you won't be delivering food, and you don't even need to learn a skill. You just need to be part of a crowd. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's episode is about the ultimate crowdsourcing app, Cluster.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Cluster.
Hey, it's John, right?
Oh, yeah, hey.
Matt.
Yes.
We met at the album launch.
Yeah, great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Where'd you come from?
Same place you did.
All right, yeah, Cluster job.
Yeah, nice not to have to bring any hardware on this.
Yeah, right, completely.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know who can afford to have a party like this or what they're promoting, but this is sweet.
I thought it just said it was a party on the app.
No one with two open bars is just having a party.
Yeah, it's a good point, I guess so. Yeah.
Are you, you do not look like you're in party mode, my friend. I can split if...
No, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, I guess I'm just a pretty awful crowd member.
Well... Crowds are pretty awful, so...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Plus, there's nothing to being part of a crowd, you know? It's just one giant participation trophy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy. You just find someone nearby, take a general interest in what they have to say and start up a conversation, you know? Just treat them like a fellow human being. After that, the rest just tends to flow.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
What's that?
Being treated like a human. Sorry, that sounded so dramatic.
No. Hey,
I'm not good at conversation.
No, you're doing great. This is a very interesting conversation. Look at us. To the objective spectator, you and I are just part of the scene. Doing great.
Achievement unlocked, I guess.
So, what brought you onto the app?
You know.
I don't. That's why I asked.
It's cheaper than driving an Uber.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's also just, you know, it's nice to know the rules, you know, and that they're for sure the rules, and that, you know, if you're good at it, then you know you're good. It's a really clear system. I like that about it. There's a lot of people here right now, so I'm freaking out currently.
Hey, for what it's worth, I think you're doing great.
Oh, thanks. That helps. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, cheers, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to mingle and do what people do at parties.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself.
Me too. I'm going to do the party thing. Good to see you.
We did it. We did it. We made history tonight, and we're going to make changes. We're going to make the city so much better. And I want to thank all of you in this room tonight for working so hard. For making those calls and sending those texts and knocking on all those good old-fashioned doors.
I did none of that, so you're very welcome, asshole.
Thank you, everyone who voted today, who stood up and let their voice be heard.
Woo!
Matt, hey.
Oh, hey, John. Good to see you, man.
You on the clock?
Yeah. You couldn't catch me here dead otherwise, to be honest.
Yeah, about that, you know, people can hear you.
Huh?
You know, we're here to support the new councilman.
We're here to stand around in ties and fill a ballroom, John. Just relax, all right?
That's just it, though. You really helped me, you know, get into it and relax. You can't just, you know, start saying stuff.
What?
I heard you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And?
I mean, you can't just talk bad about the councilman when you're here with Cluster.
I can't just talk bad about the councilman to myself, surrounded by no one whatsoever.
I was around. I heard you.
All right, fair enough. But, I mean, it's not like you're going to rat me out. Right? Are you going to rat me out?
No, of course not. But you want to leave your personal opinions outside the Cluster as much as you can. You know, the more you get into the event, the more effective you are and the more fun it is too, right? That's what you told me.
The Cluster?
You know... Like with this thing, I don't know the councilman's politics or anything, but I can find something to get behind, right? And that helps.
Such as?
Well, you know, I believe in people having a voice and changing things and all that, you know? And if I can get paid to stand for that, then bonus points.
Right. Well, good for you, John.
Anyway, I hope I can see you more of these things.
Uh-huh.
Good to see you, Matt.
Or, you know, if you wanted, we could hang out outside.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
We want justice.
Hey, good to see you.
Hey, John. Yeah, good to see you too, man.
This was great.
Yeah.
Just being out here with everybody, like, really energizing.
Yeah. We came, we marched. Oh, there it is. We got paid.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the important part, right? I mean...
It isn't?
Right. It's about being part of something, a real movement, you know? It's like a community.
Right, right. Hey, John. You wouldn't want to, like, get a drink or something with me, would you? I mean, off the clock, you know, we could just hang out. My friends and I are doing, like, a trivia night later.
Well, later tonight I'm picking up a wedding gig, so I actually have to go back and then change and then head to Greenpoint.
The Cluster wedding?
Yeah.
Are you doing most things through Cluster these days?
I mean, you've got to put the work into it, but yeah, I'm pretty much full-time. Got a pretty good rating, that makes a big difference, unlocks a lot of premium gigs.
Of course.
But another time, though, I've picked up some trivia gigs in the past. They're fun.
Wait,
really fun.
Trivia gigs?
Yeah, I did one last month where they, like, the team, like, they wanted someone who knew music trivia. Like, that was their missing piece.
Oh, I was talking about not just as a gig, but as actual, like,
I mean, I don't really know anything about music, but, you know, I had my work phone, right, aka Google, so, you know, worked out, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see you at the next gig. Maybe it'll be trivia, right? Who knows?
Only the algorithm, I suppose.
Good one, Mike.
Yeah. It's Matt. I'm Matt.
Sorry. Yeah. But actually, this is what I mean about maintaining a good rating.
What?
Check your app. You can't be really distinct in the app unless you're fully participating. You gotta make it a habit, you know?
What the hell? Why's it got all my info wrong?
Looks like you're only doing 3 events a month. Okay, yeah, that's... There's no way you're going to build a full profile on that schedule.
I'm not trying to build a real profile on that. This is just a side thing for me.
Ooh,
just
don't
a
say, bit of extra don't money. Say side gig. That's not the way to look at it, all right? I don't want to see you get sidelined.
How could I be sidelined from something that I'm opting into?
We're all in it, right? And if you're in it, you got to try to win it. All right, see you around, Mark.
Hey, wait, what does that mean? Hey, John! Hey, John, what does that mean?
We'll return to Cluster in just a moment. And I hope you all are holding up well during the coronavirus outbreak. I've been holed up in my apartment with my family, and I've been listening to lots of podcasts. And one of those things I love to do when I listen is play video games. And there's one mobile game on my phone in particular that I love. It's called Best Fiends. It's like an oasis of fun you can take anywhere. Best Fiends is a matching puzzle game. So you're matching these fruits and flowers and things. And then you collect these bugs that have special powers. And I've been playing it for a while. I'm up to level 1587. That means that I've played 1587 completely different boards. And they all have their unique strategies. And it's like this endless trove of puzzles to solve. It's updated all the time. And it never gets old. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Now back to Cluster.
So who are we this time?
The Han-Yolos, obviously.
Remember, everyone, to put away your phones. Oh God, I have exactly the same amount of power as your 8th grade civics teachers, and I will disqualify you from this meaningless exercise if you cheat.
Ah, shit. Hold on one second. Let me get my phone.
Seriously, is that what I think it is?
Save it, Sophie.
You're still on Cluster?
All right, just relax, okay?
You guys, seriously, come on. I want to hear the first question. Matthew, come. Sidebar.
Okay.
Question one. In the 1980s, Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel was spending $2,500 a month on which common household item?
I thought you said you were done with that sham exploitation. Huh?
Guys, do you think it's pencils? Or maybe rubber bands?
What?
Yeah, go with that one.
Matthew!
Watch, she's right.
I want to talk about this.
Question two. ABC News interrupted what television show in 1985 to announce that Coke had returned to its original formula?
Oh, God, it's 80s television. Look, Sophie, it's just a little extra pocket change. I don't even do it that often.
General Hospital, maybe?
When was the last time you checked into one of those gigs?
The March for Justice.
What was that?
You've been Dynasty?
Oh.
The March for Justice.
You went to the March for Justice as a Cluster gig?
Look, I know that sounds bad.
Because it is bad. It's bad and wrong, and I can't even begin to understand why.
We're not going with Dynasty?
No, that's fine, no.
Question three. Australian Wally Conron now believes of which dog breed he invented, quote, opened a Pandora's box and released a Frankenstein's monster back in the 80s, end quote.
The political things shouldn't even be included in this creepy Orwellian...
Well, I agree with you, but they are, you know, Cluster, Facebook, God knows, Twitter.
Okay, but only one of those involves money. It's not the same.
All right, listen, Cluster's not the greatest thing we've ever done as a species. You know, there's actually some pretty weird people on it, but what are you going
to
do?
Well, we don't have to participate in it. Just because it exists doesn't mean we have to use it. We can take a stand against it. It's undermining democracy.
I think that's a little bit dramatic.
Okay, I don't think it's dramatic enough.
What do you guys think? That big direwolf-looking dog, Falcor?
We didn't hear the question.
Were you guys listening?
No, I'm trying...
Okay, can we get the question again over here, please?
I'm talking about a husky.
Again, question three. Australian Wally Conron now believes of which dog breed he invented opened a Pandora's box and released a Frankenstein monster back in the 1980s.
Matthew.
What do you suggest, then?
Okay, how about this? Come to the rally at the courthouse on Friday with me. And, you know, not on the clock, not as a gig, just be part of it.
Guys, it's labradoodles, right? Yes. It's gotta be labradoodles.
Han Yolo.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Sorry. Excuse me, pardon me. Excuse me.
Matt, over here.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you made it.
Hey, sorry. I had to kind of bust my way through.
That's okay. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. What are you looking at on your phone there?
The route that we're gonna march. Oh, get ready. I think we're gonna start in a minute.
Great. So what are we, as the red team, not letting those depraved, heartless scum on the blue team get away with?
Here, come on. Let's move a little towards the back so we can actually breathe.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Sophie?
Mm-hmm?
You didn't answer my question.
You read the paper. It's the same obstructionist bullshit.
Right, yeah, totally. But like what in particular?
All of it.
Right on. Very good.
We are not just going to let them ruin this country. We're going to be counted, okay?
Okay.
Hey, come on, the crowd's starting to move.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want to be left behind. It's a very important movement.
Oh, shut up.
Shutting up.
You work for us.
Should I stop shutting up to join in the chant?
Just keep up. We'll get left behind with the drives.
You work for us. You work for us. You work for us.
Yeah, and you weren't kidding. These are kind of dregs back here, huh?
That's a word for it.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like a good baseball cap, but...
I miss the memo about hiking backpacks, too.
Very business casual sort of a uniform, isn't it? So if those guys to the right over there, should we...
Walk faster, yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Something's happening.
What the hell is
that? Why are they running towards us?
Wait, hey, what are they...
Matt, don't gawk, just run!
John? No way. John?
Oh, hey. Didn't expect to see you on this side of things.
This side of what?
The gig. No hard feelings, right?
Hey, what the hell? Wait, hey, what are you doing?
Participating.
You sure you don't want to get your head checked out?
I'm fine.
Go to an urgent care or
no,
something?
No, I'm fine, thank you. Well... I'm not fine, but a little dweeb didn't actually hit me all that hard.
Okay, well, thank goodness for that, right?
It's gotta be a violation of some law or something, right?
Well, Cluster denies any involvement, and no one was caught.
How could they deny involvement? It's so messed up.
I agree with you.
Things like they shouldn't feel normal to us, you know? Now I sound like you.
Well, I sound very sensible.
Hey, thanks for today.
Mm-hmm.
A crazy messed up mob and, you know, head beating and all. It was still just kind of, it was nice to be with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, anytime, you know. Yeah.
The hell is that? You're not on...
A cluster? Come on, of course not. This is Kudos.
What on earth is Kudos?
You build custom checklists of, like, service work and acts of kindness, and as you build up, it actually lets you donate to things and get discounts at small local businesses.
That's fine.
It's like,
that's whatever, but what the hell is it exactly?
Come on, it's not whatever. It's amazing.
No, Soph, what went off just then? What were you getting Kudos for?
Well, I mean, hello.
We're just sitting here.
Well, with you.
Yeah, with your friend. That's not like...
Okay, but I'm with my injured friend, who I'm comforting. Ergo, kudos to me.
Sophie, please tell me you weren't at the march today to get kudos.
Oh, of course not. But I did find out about it through the app, so...
How is that any different
It's completely different. This is for good things.
That's not... Why are you here, Sophie?
For you. Buddy, come on. I mean, the rest is just a little bonus.
I need to go.
Matt...
No, I gotta go.
Matt! What, Matt?
Mac! Hey, Mac! Is that you? Nice to see you up and about.
Get away from me!
Mac, hey!
Get away!
Well. I'll catch you at the next one.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. Cluster was written by Sarah Shackett and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Lewis Kornfeld, Rick Andrews, and Layla Bin Abdallah, with Woody Fu, Mary McDonnell, Zach Valenti, TJ Mannix, and the Promises Improv Troupe. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Kara Ehlenfeld. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Question 4. Globe and Jerusalem are types of what?
Radiotopia.